news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Our investigators, along with the FBI, have worked tirelessly 24 hours a day to locate this young child and to bring her back home and to hold those accountable who were involved in her disappearance, in her kidnap, and ultimately her demise.
That is the voice of Birmingham Police Chief Patrick Smith at a press conference last night. And as of 9:29 last night, the Amber Alert for Camille Cupcake McKinney was canceled. And so were our hopes of the safe return of that little girl. More on this very sad story and the discovery and how investigators found the body of Camille McKinney coming up in headlines in just a second. Plus, we'll hear from you coming up in the 8 o'clock hour and what can be done to safeguard our children going forward. 7:06, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, be careful. Signals around at Theodore Dawes Road and I-10. We've got one accident without injuries at Joachim Street in St. Louis. As you look good, northbound 65. From Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, and across the Bayway and the Causeway. CBD America at 5668 Old Highway 43 in Satsuma is the state's original CBD store. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with CBD America products. Call 675-4291 and see them at CBDAmerica1.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, morning sunshine and mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
An amazing set of cookware.
J. Edgar Hoover.
14 karat gold diamonds.
We're bored. Go play outside.
Words from mom that bring back happy memories. And FM Talk 106.5 is giving you the chance to have more fun outside with the Go Play Outside Sweepstakes. A grand prize to make the outdoors fun. Go hunting in style with a Browning Outfitter package from Quint Sporting Goods, along with a Legacy Sport 223 hunting rifle with scope from Styx River and Mobile Shooting Centers. Scuba with all the dive gear you need from Gulf Coast Divers. Plus, his and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from Sunglass World. Satisfy your backyard appetite with Monroe Bacon Sausage and Venison Processing at Monroe Meat Processing in Beatrice, as well as two boxes of 223 ammo and large capacity soft side camo ice chest. Cook it up outside with a Traeger Pro Series 22 Bronze Electric Wood Pellet Grill and pellets from Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell at McGregor. And when you want to take it on the road, use your brand new 8-foot utility trailer with 15-inch radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, and more from Trailer Sales Alabama. A grand prize valued at nearly $9,000. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Register at any or all of our sponsor partners to win a qualifying prize and be eligible for the grand prize showcase. Go play outside with all your new toys from FM Talk 106.5.
9 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. The dogs are probably running laps in the backyard. You might be running laps in the backyard as we start off. I think the coolest temps of the fall, I'm sure it is, 45 at our studios.
It's got to be.
Check in from the icebox of Mobile County. Mount Vernon was 40 this morning. Imagine it's in the lower 40s in northern Baldwin County as well. Feels good out there. Heading for a high around 74. Full weather discussion coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams around 7:35. Plus, Jeff Poore joins us this morning a little after 8 o'clock. And remember, check out all the things we're doing, whether they be great contests like we're running or show schedules, podcasts, streaming, online opinion poll, questions, headlines, all on the front page of our website, FMTalk1065.com.
And Sean, if I
could just for a second say, if you haven't checked out the schedule lately,
yes.
We have been, we've had some shows that have been mainstays on FM Talk 106.5 for a very long time, but over the last year or two, we've added some just great shows, some incredible information that comes out every single night. So check it out. You might find a new show that you didn't know was on at night, something you might really like. And of course, we podcast all those too. So if you find that you listen to it one night and really like it, just go back in the stacks and listen to some of the ones from the past.
That's what happens when you got a local radio station with a local host and voices on here. 45 hours a week of organic programming coming from right here in Mobile and Baldwin counties. 45 hours a week of that. And you can get it in podcast form, like Dalton said, through our website, or you can go to iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, all kind of places. All right, sad news last night in Birmingham as the FBI and Birmingham police found the body of Camille Cupcake McKinney. Now, more headlines with Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The nation in our state mourning the loss of Cupcake as the body of 3-year-old Camille McKinney was found last night. Shortly after 8 p.m., police confirmed that they found her body in a dumpster very close to the apartment complex where 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth was initially arrested. That dumpster was transported to a landfill near Warrior, and that's where Birmingham police and FBI agents recovered Camille's body. As for Stallworth, he was taken back into custody, and authorities say he and his 29-year-old girlfriend, Derek Irisha Brown, will be charged today with kidnapping and capital murder. 3-year-old Camille McKinney, she was abducted Saturday, October 12th from a birthday party in Birmingham. So the man detained in connection with her abduction had been charged after authorities say they found obscene photos of young girls on his cell phone. But Stallworth was not charged with having any images of Camille on his cell phone. His bond on the child porn charges were $500,000 and he made that bond. As for the woman taken into custody with him, Brown, she's accused of abducting her own 3 children from DHR custody. The 2 were in a relationship and both now face charges on kidnapping and murder. Mayor Woodfin, Mayor of Birmingham, said this is a tough moment for this city. This is a tough moment for this family. And Governor Kay Ivey said, quote, the heart of our state is broke. Here in the Port City, Mobile police have charged 32-year-old Cortez Berry with unlawful possession of marijuana in the first, unlawful possession of controlled substance, brass knuckles and slingshot, probation revocation. All of these charges are as a result of an investigation to multiple vehicle burglaries October the 3rd at the Windsor Place Apartments on Airport Boulevard. Police say that through their continuous investigation, Berry was identified and located Tuesday, October 15th at the American Best Inn, located on the I-65 service road here in Mobile. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A fourth arrest is made in connection with a deadly shooting in Pensacola. It happened back in May at the Platinum Club. U.S. Marshals say Cordelius Dias was arrested in Georgia early Tuesday morning. He'd been wanted on murder and other charges in that shooting that killed 20-year-old Elizabeth Harris. Pensacola police say the shooting was a result of a gang feud and Harris was caught in the crossfire. As many as 44 shots were fired from at least 7 guns. 3 others are already in custody. Repairs being made to Mobile's Sanger Theater are moving along. A city spokesperson tells News 5 the theater will reopen as planned before the end of November. The Sanger is undergoing extensive repairs after mold was discovered last month in the rotunda of the 92-year-old building. All shows have been temporarily moved to the Mobile Civic Center. 4 people have been arrested on prostitution charges in Baldwin County. Police say the group of women worked at Ocean Massage on Highway 59 and Tranquility Massage in Daphne. The city of Foley has pulled the business license of Ocean Massage. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired. You've probably heard of all the health benefits of CBD oil. Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. And buy locally from Cannabama, the CBD store in downtown Mobile. And now in West Mobile on Schillinger Road South. Cannabama, changing lives one drop at a time.
7:15, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Auburn football. And check out a pretty darn big game coming up on Saturday here at FM Talk 106.5. Tigerthon, Tigers versus Tigers.
Yeah, some would say it's a big game. You know, just the number 2-ranked team against the number 9-ranked team.
I mean, some would say that, yes. But you can hear that big game that we say it's a big game Saturday here at FM Talk 106.5. And more news from the Plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by the Carrot Patch, Robertsdale Power Equipment, and Azalea City Rehab.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn volleyball is back in action Friday night. Rick Nold's team is at Mississippi State.
It's easy to get frustrated when things aren't going well. Maybe somebody's attacking well against you, you know, and I think that's just something that you got to keep fighting back. You got to keep scrapping. You got to keep making great effort. We wanted to improve our communication. That was one thing, and you know, I think that's definitely a part that when you're talking about, you know, something that's happening on the other side of the court, you know, that keeps you tuned in.
Match time in Starkville is 8 o'clock Friday night. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
Finding a good song can be tricky, but finding affordable life insurance to fit your needs shouldn't be. From kids to retirees, Alpha offers a variety of life insurance products that can be used to cover debt, education costs, or other expenses. There's even a policy that gives you money back if you don't file a claim. Let Alpha design a plan that fits your needs and your budget. Find your local agent online at alphainsurance.com.
For Gus Malzahn, Saturday's game at LSU is important enough for what it means for this season. It's not about ending any kind of streak.
We've got a different team. They've got a different team, and we have an opportunity. And, you know, 2 years ago, we let one off the hook. And a lot of our guys experienced that are here. And, you know, if we get that opportunity, we got to finish it. But, you know, it's a great opportunity. Like I said, I mean, you're playing against one of the best teams in all of college football right now on their home field. But this team's different, and every year's different.
Saturday's game in Red Stick kicks just after 2:30. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years, and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I choose Azalea City Hand and Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Azalea City Hand and Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or AzaleaCityRehab.com.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people. And dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel fuel-powered equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robertsdale Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsdalepower.com. Real people, Steel people.
My husband's found a secret, Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gift she'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers.
This information update brought to you by the Craig Smith Agency. Time to review your auto and homeowner's coverage and find out what the Craig Smith Agency can offer with some of the most competitive rates and best discounts offered in the market today. Call 626-2500 or at their new location, North Main Street in Daphne.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, morning sunshine, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the LSU Tigers in Death Valley and Baton Rouge. On your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 1065.
Brought to you in part by First South Farm Credit, your land and ag lending experts in Bay Minette. And the Carrot Patch. See their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Pre-game broadcast at 11:30 on FM Talk 1065.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
1065.
1065.
Good morning, everyone. For the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center, we do have an accident at Joachim and St. Louis Street. Also, the signals are acting up at Theodore Dawes Road and I-10, so watch your speed through there. So far, we've had a good ride northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, and the Bayway, the Causeway, looking good. Nothing scary here. Come see Singing Spiders and Dancing Scarecrows at Thriller Nights of Lights of Mobile at Hank Aaron Stadium. The lights look even better in the rain. $7 per person. Kids 3 and under are free. Now through Halloween from 7 to 10 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
All right, 722 FM Talk 1065 in Mobile Mornings. On the way, we'll check in with Dalton. More look at sports and last night's game between my new team, the Nationals, and the Astros. Also, we'll check in with Dr. Bill Williams for a full weather update. I just got a call. Frost on the windshield. Tanner Williams. What's up, Tanner Williams? What's up, Big Creek Lake area? Frost on the windshield there. That may be the new cold spot. It was Mount Vernon earlier, but we'll talk to Dr. Bill about that coming up. Also, we'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM, talk about that great inventory and the big selection on financing options, whether you're looking at trucks or cars or SUVs. They've got the vehicles and they got the financing to go with it. We'll talk to them shortly. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. Scary moments in Jackson after a preteen shoots his own mother. Authorities there say that they are looking at this as being a possible accidental shooting, but they're waiting for the investigation to take its course. The shooting happened on Sunday. Jackson police responded to a home on Osprey Lane in Jackson, and that is where they found a woman shot by her 11-year-old son. The mother was transported to a local hospital, suffering from minor injuries, and she has since been released. At this hour, police are still investigating to determine the intent and the motive behind this shooting. If your child rides the school bus to and from school or possibly to and from athletic events, you may want to rethink how they get to school now that we know there's a recall on more than 50,000 school buses. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration made the announcement yesterday, saying the recall involves 2014 to 2020 Thomas-built bus models, which are equipped with Syntec S3B or S3C seats. These seats may have been manufactured with styrene blocks, which may not provide sufficient impact absorption in the event of a crash. The NTSB made that announcement saying that the models included in this recall are Safety Liner C2, Safety Liner EFX, and Safety Liner HDX. The recall impacts 53,528 buses being used nationwide. According to the NTSB, Daimler Trucks North America is right now in the process of contacting owners. Dealers will install additional impact material between the back and vinyl padding of the seat to increase the amount of absorption. If you have questions, you can contact 1-800-547-0712. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
All right, 725 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. On the way, the world's scariest haunted house has a $20,000 prize if you can finish the haunted house.
That sounds pretty scary.
Okay, we'll get into that in just a second. Also check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on a very chilly and nice. I'm happy about the cool temps this morning. We'll find out more from Dr. Bill about what the rest of the week holds in just about 10 minutes. Segment of the show brought to you by the folks at LightStream. Who doesn't want less stress in their life? If high interest credit card bills are adding to your stress, got a solution for you. Pay off your credit card balances and save money with a credit card consolidation loan from the folks at LightStream. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the national average, which is around 20% APR and going up. Plus, your rate is fixed with LightStream, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. And the online application is quick and easy. You can apply right from your phone. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And y'all can apply now to get a special interest rate discount, but the only way to get that discount is to go to their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. LightStream.com/Sullivan, SULLIV, as in violin, AN. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, you'll like this. This is in Tennessee, too.
Okay, well, right, that's for
Tennessee.
Me,
then. Yes, it's in Tennessee.
Tennessee. I've always said Tennessee.
But people in eastern Tennessee say Tennessee.
That's right. They're different from us in central Tennessee.
The area of Tennessee I spent time in, they say Tennessee.
Up in the hills.
Yeah. So is it? But you say Tennessee.
Yeah, I've always said Tennessee. I don't know if I'm wrong. I was just born there.
I'll just say Tennessee. So the world's scariest haunted house might be in Tennessee. It uses hypnosis. Ooh. To mess with... Listen to this stuff. It uses hypnosis to mess with people, and if you make it through... You'll get a $20,000 prize. But by the way, it's so scary. No one has ever made it through.
Ever.
It's in Summertown, Tennessee, which I imagine, if it's in eastern Tennessee, would be Summerton, Tennessee. And it's called McCamey Manor. And it may be the world's scariest haunted house. Why is it so scary? Well, okay, they use hypnotism to play mind games with people, or more accurately, to psychologically torture them.
Ugh.
And it messes with them so much, they all wind up saying the phrase to get out is, you really don't want to do this. So that's the phrase? Yeah, that's your safe word. You got to remember that.
Okay.
If you're interested in trying, you ready? You need to sign a 40-page waiver.
I'm out.
Complete a physical, pass a drug test, prove you have medical insurance, and pass a background check.
What is this? Are you, like, working for the haunted house or just trying to make it through?
You're trying to get a job with the FBI or something. You also have to watch a two-hour video montage of people quitting. People in the past who have quit, you have to watch the two-hour video montage. The price to get in to try to win $20,000?
$19,000.
No, a bag of dog food.
That's it.
I guess they're raising, you know, this dog food for local shelter. But no one has ever completed this haunted house.
My wife would try to make it through that, and I'd be outside the haunted house.
You'd be outside.
I'm not going in.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on, but I will stay in the car. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way, and we'll check news from WKRG right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. Birmingham police will seek warrants against two people in the case of a missing girl who's now believed to be dead. Patrick Stallworth and Derek Brown face kidnapping and capital murder charges in the death of 3-year-old Camille Cupcake McKinney. They were originally persons of interest in that case, but that changed on Tuesday. Authorities delivered the heartbreaking news about Cupcake during a press conference last night. Remains believed to be the child were found at a landfill near where Stallworth and Brown were picked up last week. Law enforcement had been scouring through 12 tons of garbage at the landfill.
landfill over the last several days before yesterday's discovery. Daphne police believe as many as three people were involved in an armed robbery at a local motel. The Microtel Inn off Highway 98 was held up around 11:30 Monday night. Police say a woman entered the lobby, asked questions, looked around, and left. Less than a minute later, a man walked in and pulled a gun. A third person outside of the hotel's main entrance during the robbery is believed to be a lookout. Police have some good surveillance pictures to go on, but so far, no arrest. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Fall into savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with great deals for hunting season. Lock up your weapons and your valuables with a Liberty CN24 gun safe for only $749. You'll save $250 off this 30-minute, lifetime warranted safe with electronic lock and pistol pocket included. Or save $700 on the 60-gun Fatboy Extreme. Have Mike Ward's professional team deliver your safe and take the worry out of it. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at Exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Democrats say they have definite proof of a quid pro quo directed by President Trump toward Ukraine. In a partial statement read by Bob Costantini, White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham denies the new evidence.
President Trump has done nothing wrong. This is a coordinated smear campaign from far-left lawmakers and radical unelected bureaucrats waging war on the Constitution. There was no quid pro quo.
Turkish media reports say Turkish troops and allied Syrian rebels are securing a town in northeastern Syria after Syrian Kurdish fighters pulled out of the area. Russia and Turkey agreed to deploy their forces on the border. Washington Nationals first baseman Ryan Zimmerman is happy for the hometown fans.
I'm sure they're as excited, probably more excited than we are about the kind of the ride that we've been on.
The Nationals beat the Astros 5-4 in the opening game of the World Series. Game 2 is tonight in Houston. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Shares of Caterpillar tumbled 4.5% in pre-market trading after the mining, construction, and agricultural heavy equipment maker reported quarterly profit and revenue that missed expectations and slashed its full-year forecast as dealers reduced inventory and demand failed to meet forecasts. U.S. Bancorp is eliminating its assistant branch managers and teller coordinators at its 2,800 branches across the country. A spokeswoman for the company declined to provide a number of employees affected by the cuts, but said it would affect less than 2% of its workforce. U.S. Bancorp employs about 74,000 people. Whirlpool beat quarterly profit expectations as the company continued to benefit from charging higher prices for its laundry and washing appliances. In North America, the company's largest market, Whirlpool sold 7% fewer appliances in the latest quarter, but at higher prices, leading to a 0.5% increase in revenue. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas lidocaine patch. Salonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Need a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells Yamaha and Star street legal carts. They also sell all models of used carts, even rent golf carts for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and yes, golf. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full service mechanic. Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. And remember, they'll custom build a cart just for you. Visit them at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. Just look for the lot full of golf carts. CartDoctor.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and it's Dr. Bill, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So I'm getting reports in, this is great, from all over our listening area about their low temps this morning. And, of course, we got the early check-in from Mount Vernon at 40. And someone checking in from Tanner Williams out in West Mobile County said they had frost on their windshield this morning. So that could be, you're saying like if a temperature, if you had a temperature that wasn't like, I'm looking, it's not 32 there, but it could be that cold next to the ground, or if you're down in a holler, as we used to call them?
Yeah, we'll find as we get into some of the colder temperatures here in a few weeks, where you can have frost, even though the temperature is 36 or 37 degrees, because the standard temperature is taken about 6 feet above the ground.
Okay.
And so it can be freezing right at the ground level.
Okay, so that's how you can and get that. And I was looking at the range in temperatures this morning, too. I think Dolphin Island checking in at 63.
Yeah, big difference across the county. Incredible. And we've got a big high-pressure area over the region now, centered right over Alabama. And what's happening, of course, with the dry air, the ground is losing heat rapidly, and we're getting tremendous cooling here over the last several hours. But we're also going to warm up nicely today, but very comfortable temperatures, about 74, 75 degrees this afternoon with plenty of sunshine. Tonight we'll cool down again. It looks like about 50 here in the city, some areas getting into the mid and upper 40s tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow we'll start out pretty nice, so with sunny skies in the morning, but then becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon. And that's an indication that rain is on the way. The high tomorrow should be around 75 degrees. And the weather front that brought us the nice cool air that we have this morning, it's out over the Gulf of Mexico, but it's going to come back as a warm front. And it'll be moving in tomorrow night. As a result, showers will be developing, numerous showers tomorrow night, and also on Friday as that warm front moves onshore. So Friday looks like periods of showers, maybe a thunderstorm or two. I don't expect any severe weather. And the high will be in the mid-70s. Rain is likely Friday night. And then on Saturday, things improve a little bit. We'll have scattered showers and cloudy skies on Saturday, around 75 for the high. And then Sunday looks like the best day of the weekend, with partly cloudy skies, slight chance of a shower, and we'll warm into the upper 70s. So right now, it looks like widespread rainfall and shower activity for tomorrow night, Friday, and Friday night, and things improve over the weekend.
All right, so that does not sound good for Friday night football for high school.
Yeah, it looks like we could see periods of rain Friday night, and with temperatures dropping into the 60s.
All right, and it's still, even though, I mean, we're talking about temperatures that are cool this morning, we're still in hurricane season.
Yeah, we are, and there's still a series of tropical waves that are moving across the lower latitudes. We have one now about midway between the Caribbean and the African coast, and another one moving across the Yucatan Peninsula. But we don't expect anything to develop from those tropical waves.
All right. Good news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. It's sitting at, let's see, we're up to 49 now.
I was hoping we'd stay below 50 the entire day.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen. We're at 49 now at the studio, but it's a nice change this morning. Feels good out there, so get out and enjoy it. All right, on the way, we'll check in with sports, and I'll declare my lifelong dedication to the Nationals, which started this morning.
Yeah, that was pretty quick.
Yeah, started this morning. I didn't, if y'all did, it was in the 6 o'clock hour, I really didn't have a dog in the hunt between the Astros and the Nationals. It wasn't, and so I, between 6:15, about 6:40, enough information came, whether it be Max Scherzer playing for the Bay Bears, third base coach from Grand Bay.
Yep, the GM from Fairhope, assistant GM.
So I decided, well, then the Nationals are my team.
Well, me and all the other Braves fans around here are pretty unhappy with your decision, but good. You know you're free to make whatever choices
I like to pick fights. I'll do that kind of stuff. All right, 7:40, we'll check traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Bill Krause with Page & Jones, who have been in the import-export business in Mobile since 1892. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm
Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Page and Jones facilitates the shipment of product across the globe, whether it be in a container on a ship or air cargo into the Atlanta airport. It's complex, it's detailed, and it's precise. And it's often more than the customer or seller wants to do themselves. The Trump administration's tariffs have had an impact, but Bill says his smartest customers are quickly adapting, and Mobile's new ship channel project will help us all out. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Look, I see a 10 point.
I see it too. I'm down to one arrow. Let's do this.
Well, be careful. It's near my truck.
It's okay. I'm a good shot. Oh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, working in action now at Government and McVeigh as you're fighting the heavier traffic along Old Shell, Dolphin, Spring of the Moffitt, and 65. Still no problems downtown from the George Wallace and Bankhead tunnels in each direction across to Bayway and the Causeway, Daphne to Malbus and Loxley at I-10. No delays. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
All right, 741 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I want y'all to say hello to Larry Kirby. And you know, one of those tells about a local business is not only that they have first-time customers and repeat customers, that their repeat customers send new people to them. And Larry, that has happened again and again with y'all.
Absolutely. It happened yesterday. One of our older customers, or not older physically, but just been with us for a long time, sent us a young couple that just needed a second car for good transportation they could depend on a limited budget. And they told us that they wish Rick had been trying to send them to see us for 2 or 3 days. They didn't come, and then they came yesterday, and they were gone in about 45 minutes. They wasted 3 days looking.
Well, you've been telling people that, too, to come out, because you can talk financing, and you've got the selection of vehicles. So those two things come together at LCM. Now the key is, for people, don't wait 2 or 3 days. Give them directions to come see you today.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, Larry, check it in from LCM. 743, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Animal lovers pretty upset this morning after the City of Mobile Animal Shelter closes to the public temporarily due to the death of 2 dogs. The dogs are suspected to have had the canine virus of distemper. Until a confirmed diagnosis is received from the veterinary lab, the animal shelter says they're taking precautions to prevent the spread of the virus. Canine distemper is a contagious and serious disease caused by a virus which attacks a dog's respiratory, gastrointestinal, and nervous system. Symptoms of the virus include watery to pus-like discharge from the eyes, fever, nasal discharge, coughing, lethargy, reduced appetite, and vomiting. Quarantine protocols for cleaning and feeding have been implemented at the animal shelter. A total of 57 dogs in the stray kennels have been identified with potential exposure. That's where the 2 dogs were housed. If you adopted a dog during the time frame of September 24th to this week and you notice a display of the symptoms mentioned, you should return your dog to the City of Mobile Animal Shelter for immediate treatment. The cause of death of the 2 dogs, well, those results should be received no later than Thursday of this week. As of now, rabies has been ruled out. In your financial news this morning, if you bank with Regions, profits are up 9% compared to the third quarter of 2018. Regions Financial Corporation announced third quarter profits were $385 million. President and CEO John Turner said, quote, total revenue grew 2%, the adjusted efficiency ratio improved 70 basis points, and we generated the highest pre-tax, pre-provision income in nearly a decade. Consistent with our strategic plan, we are making targeted investments in technology and talent to meet the needs of our customers and communities and provide long-term value for shareholders. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go buy McLean Trailers today.
This information update brought to you by the Carrot Patch. See all their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Then, when only the best will do, visit their beautiful showroom on Hillcrest. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A fourth arrest is made in connection with a deadly shooting in Pensacola. It happened back in May at the Platinum Club. U.S. Marshals say Cordelius Dias was arrested in Georgia early Tuesday morning. He'd been wanted on murder and other charges in that shooting that killed 20-year-old Elizabeth Harris. Pensacola police say the shooting was a result of a gang feud and Harris was caught in the crossfire. As many as 44 shots were fired from at least seven guns. Three others are already in custody. Repairs being made to Mobile's Sanger Theater are moving along. A city spokesperson tells News 5 the theater will reopen as planned before the end of November. The Sanger is undergoing extensive repairs after mold was discovered last month in the rotunda of the 92-year-old building. All shows have been temporarily moved to the Mobile Civic Center. Four people have been arrested on prostitution charges in Baldwin County. Police say the group of women worked at Ocean Massage on Highway 59 and Tranquility Massage in Daphne. The city of Foley has pulled the business license of Ocean Massage. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Boomtown and Hollywood Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action and the best prop bets in town. So grab the crew and place your bets at the sportsbooks at Boomtown Casino Biloxi and Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is legal in Mississippi and not in Louisiana or Alabama.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Good morning, 749 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Washington Nationals scored 3 fifth-inning runs and held on late to beat the Houston Astros 5-4 in Game 1 of the World Series.
Kicks, he delivers, and a swing and a fly ball left center field. Robles to his right on the run there. He's calling for it, and he makes the catch. And a Curly W's in the books. The Nationals take Game 1 of the 2019 World Series.
That final call from Nationals radio on 106.7 The Fan. The Nats scored all 5 of their runs against Astros ace Gerrit Cole, who was on a 19-game winning streak. Houston put the first 2 runs on the board in the bottom of the first, but Washington's Ryan Zimmerman answered in the second.
Fasciitis early in the year, and here's one into center. Back at the wall, and it is gone. Zimmerman tees off here in the second inning. It's a 2-1 ball game, and that was blasted.
That's Joe Buck on Fox. Nationals 20-year-old outfielder Juan Soto tied the game with a 417-foot bomb in the second inning and then played hero in the fifth with a 2-run double.
3-2 to Soto. Swung on, hit in the inner left field. Brantley going back against the Crawford boxes off the wall. Bounces by him back toward the infield. Robles has scored. Rounding third is Rendon. He comes in to score. On a booming double off the left field wall by Juan Soto.
Former Bay Bears pitcher Max Scherzer won the battle of great pitchers last night. And tonight, we have another incredible matchup in Game 2. Houston will start Justin Verlander. Nationals will send out Steven Strasburg first. That first pitch set for 7:07 tonight. In some NFL news, Raiders legend and Pro Football Hall of Famer Willie Brown has passed away at the age of 78. Brown played 16 seasons in the league, 4 to begin his career with the Denver Broncos, final 12 with the Raiders in Oakland. He was a 9-time Pro Bowler, 5-time All-Pro, and inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1984. He was a terror in the secondary, finishing his career with 54 interceptions, but none were as memorable as his interception return for a touchdown in Super Bowl XI.
Line up now, and he looks and throws. Intercepted by the Oakland Raiders. Willie Brown at the 30, 40, 50. He's going all the way. Old Man Willie, touchdown Raiders.
Old Man Willie. That call was made by Oakland play-by-play man Bill King back in 1977.
It sounds like it was in 1927.
It does. Raiders won that game over the Vikings 32-14 for the franchise's first Super Bowl title. Willie Brown, born 1940 in Yazoo City, Mississippi, played his college ball at Grambling State before going undrafted. Last night was the first night of the NBA regular season. New Orleans Pelicans will be without first overall pick Zion Williamson for at least 6 weeks. Still put up a good fight against the defending champion Toronto Raptors. Raptors won the game in overtime, 130-122. And in the second game of the night, the LA Clippers beat the LA Lakers 112-102. 752 here on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
For the Springhill Toyota.com traffic center, they're just wrapping up the accident with injuries at Government and McVeigh. We're fighting heavier traffic off of Airport and Snow, also the Moffitt University at Springhill and Dolphin and Government in 65, but no problems downtown again from the tunnels across the Bayway. It's a good ride to the Eastern Shore. South Alabama basketball single game tickets are now on sale. November's highlighted by the men's team hosting the Auburn Tigers at the Mitchell Center on Tuesday night, November 12th, and tickets are just $10. Get yours at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 50. And then tomorrow, morning sunshine, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to 33 Main Street. Hurricane damage on roadways. Major flooding.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The numbers are in and the awards handed out for the Alabama Retail Association's Retailers of the Year. And local businesses in our area have much to be proud of, as 17 retail businesses in 23 Alabama cities were honored, as more than 70 nominations were submitted. The presentations were made in Birmingham at the 2019 Retail Day Luncheon. Congratulations goes to Mary Beth Green, owner of and designer for MB Green LLC in Fairhope. She received the Bronze Award for annual sales less than $1 million. In the category of annual sales $1 million to $5 million, gold goes to Brian Kane and Jim Foley, managing partners of Fairhope Brewing Company. And for the Customer's Choice Award, which was determined by Facebook, Metzger's in Mobile is owned by Ken Metzger. Congratulations to all the men and women who put in the work and were recognized for their efforts. You know, there's nothing like representing your university or school with pride. And thanks to a new survey, we now know who makes the cut as Alabama's best university. Wallet Hub's new National University Rankings looked at a host of factors to determine the best schools in the country. So among the data that was considered, student selectivity, cost and financing, faculty resources, campus safety, campus experience, educational outcomes, and career outcomes. The University of Alabama scored the highest in the state at 43rd overall in education outcomes, which includes retention and graduation rates. Nationally, UA ranked 258th. The rankings included 1,000 public and not-for-profit private schools. The top 10 colleges and universities in Alabama were University of Alabama, University of West Alabama, University of Montevallo, University of Alabama, Birmingham, Birmingham Southern College, Jacksonville State University, University of South Alabama, University of Alabama Huntsville, Auburn University, and Troy University. In the South, the top three universities were Duke, University of North Carolina Chapel Hill, and Vanderbilt University. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. Coming up, hour number three of Mobile Mornings. Jeff Poor joins us, plus we're turning up your voice and audio from last night's very sad press conference up in Birmingham with the discovery of the body of Camille McKinney, that missing three-year-old. We're online at fmtalk1065.com. You can get the stream of this show and all the other shows. Also, podcast, top stories of the day, three big things, online opinion poll question, and a whole lot more. Check it out right now, fmtalk1065.com, and we'll be right back.